With anger building by the day over that oil spill in the Gulf, the Obama administration is facing pressure to launch a criminal investigation into one of the country's worst environmental disasters. But the administration is being very careful not to distract oil giant BP from priority one, which is plugging up that hole that's oozing the oil, NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
Federal investigators are engaging in a delicate balancing act. They want to learn what went wrong at the oil rig, but they need the same companies at the heart of the disaster to stop the gusher. Attorney General Eric Holder, speaking recently on the ABC show This Week, addressed the issue gingerly.
I've sent down representatives from the Justice Department to examine what our options are with regard to the activities that occurred there and whether or not there has been misfeasance, malfeasance on the part of BP or Oceana.
But two federal sources tell NPR that prosecutors aren't going to issue subpoenas or send agents to conduct interviews until the immediate crisis ends. Instead, authorities are asking BP, Transocean, and Halliburton to preserve documents about the deep-sea operation. Top prosecutors in the Gulf states are monitoring the rig and the cleanup. And the Justice Department Civil Division and Environmental Unit have visited the site. Eventually, the FBI and agents from the Environmental Protection Agency and Interior Department will span out in search of clues. As one U.S. official says, quote, "Every bit of the focus is on stopping this thing," end quote. Congressional Democrats have urged the Justice Department to launch a full-blown criminal probe. Lawmakers are asking Justice to find out whether BP gave false assurances about its ability to handle a disaster. But Holder says they have to balance competing priorities.
Our primary concern at this point is to try to make sure that we keep that oil offshore, that we disperse it, that we scoop it up, that we burn it, that we do all those kinds of things so that it can't get to shore.
The accident in the Gulf is much bigger and more complicated than the Exxon Valdez oil spill two decades ago. Exxon pleaded guilty to violating the Clean Water Act and other charges. The company ultimately coughed up more than $1 billion in criminal and civil penalties. David Ullman is the former chief of the Justice Department's Environmental Crimes Unit. He says investigators could use the Clean Water Act and other laws in a possible negligence case. But Ullman says the government also needs the companies to cooperate. That's a different scenario than this year's Massey mining disaster in West Virginia. There, FBI agents spanned out immediately to interview miners about safety lapses.
The Massey case was somewhat more self-contained. The tragedy occurred, and the government was able to quickly shift into full investigative mode.
For now, officials at Justice hesitate even to say whether they have uncovered any signs of negligence at the oil rig. Here's Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama quizzing DOJ's Tom Perrelli about the case.
To what extent is the FBI involved in that?
Senator, I cannot comment on any contemplated or pending investigation.
Meanwhile, BP is conducting its own investigation. In a statement, BP says a number of companies are involved, and it's too early to say who's at fault. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.